This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Yesterday I spent the day in Bond County touring two different dairy farms with the St. Louis Dairy Council. Nutrition educator Joyce Vickery and I had a few minutes to talk about the tour, and I found out why they decided to work with a group of college students.
This is our second annual Fall Farm Tour. And we're visiting, as you said, a couple of different locations. We're at Marcoutes Cheese Creamery. So we have a chance here to see the start of the milking, how cows get milk. We've seen some baby calves. And then actually we come inside now to find out a little bit about the cheese making process. So the group that is here, we have a number of students, nutrition, dietetic students, and the tour is really designed just to give them an idea of the whole milking process, how it gets started, how we take the milk, use it, turn it into things like cheese, and just have an opportunity to learn a little bit about what life is like on a dairy farm.
Well, I'm enjoying the tour so far. And with these students, do they come from several different colleges? Are they nearby, or what schools are they coming from?
Yes, they are several different colleges. We have a group that came from Carbondale, Illinois, SIU in Carbondale. Another group came from Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, and then Thonbont College, which is located in St. Louis.
Is this something that the Dairy Council tries to do often, is reach out? I know you work with grade schools, but is colleges something new that you're trying, or maybe just fill us in on your work with the schools?
Well, we think it's a great opportunity to reach out to college students, and you're right. A lot of our work is with K through 12 students, but since this is a kind of a special group of students that will be going into the field of nutrition, we thought it was just a very good idea to give them a little background, a little experience. As you know, children today and even college-age students may have never been to a farm, maybe don't know where milk comes from. So this puts them right on the farm so they can see the process.
Absolutely. What better a way to demonstrate the real value to dairy foods? And that's what their job is going to be in the future. Now, we're at the Marcoutes Jersey Creamery in Greenville right now, going to be visiting Dahl's Dairy Farm next. And I believe Mr. Dahl does some work with the Dairy Council.
Yes, Frank Dahl is our president for our St. Louis District Dairy Council Board. He's very active, and he's a very good proponent of, again, providing information to all kinds of people about the dairy industry. He does a number of different tours on his farm, starting from preschoolers, I think, from the local preschool here in Greenville. And, of course, today we're going to have college students out there. But, again, it's a great opportunity for a firsthand look on what's involved in dairy farming.
Has the Dairy Council gotten any feedback back from the group that toured last year? What was the response to bringing them out on the farm and showing them, hey, this is where milk is, you know, we get our milk from, and cheese is made firsthand?
We do get responses. You know, I think a lot of them were surprised maybe about the number of cows that were on the dairy farm, surprised maybe about some of the different properties of a farm that city children or kids may not have been exposed to. But overall, I think they felt it was a great experience. Again, just a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about the production of milk and cheese.
Well, Joyce, I'm happy to be along with you for the tours today. Is there anything else that the Dairy Council is working on that you want to mention, or anything else we haven't covered yet?
Well, I would just say one of our goals this year, again, is to make that connection from the farm to the table. And, of course, I think I mentioned with you before, we do have a brand-new program for pre-K through second-grade teachers and classrooms called Adopt a Cow. And we're really excited that this is the first full year we've been able to offer that. And, again, it's reaching those kids at the younger ages and letting them know about dairy farming and how a baby calf grows up. So we're excited about that program.
Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council, and I'll have a couple more interviews for you to hear from my farm visits throughout the next week. And we'll have more farm news in just a moment. The Department of Ag this week announced payments to farmers enrolled in safety net programs due to market downturns during the 2015 crop year. USDA says many of the 1.7 million farms enrolled in either the Ag Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage programs will receive payments. USDA will issue more than $7 billion in payments, which the USDA says is more than 10% of the projected 2016 net farm income. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the payments will provide reassurance to farmers who are standing strong against low commodity prices. Unlike the old direct payment program, which issued payments during both weak and strong market conditions, the 2014 Farm Bill authorized the ARC PLC safety net to trigger and provide financial assistance only when decreases in revenues or crop prices, respectively, occur. In other news, net income for the nation's ag cooperatives increased 14% last year, according to the USDA. The annual report on cooperative business sales by USDA shows farmer, rancher, and fishery co-ops posted a record net income of $7 billion in 2015. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the report shows the cooperative business model continues to perform strongly. The report lists the top 100 performing co-ops in the nation. Again, this year's list shows that Iowa is home to more top 100 co-ops than any other state, with 15. Iowa is followed by Minnesota with 11, and Nebraska has 9. California and Illinois each have 6 of the 100, while Wisconsin has 5. USDA indicated that total business volume fell for the top 100 co-ops from $177 billion in 2014 to $149 billion in 2015. However, net income rose from $4.3 billion to $4.9 billion, which was an increase of 14%. Minnesota-based CHS Inc. remains the nation's largest cooperative, with $34.7 billion in total business volume for 2015. Dairy Farmers of America came in second place with $13.9 billion in total revenue, and Minnesota's Land O'Lakes was in third with $13.1 billion. And that's all we've got today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.